Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. A new report says Indiana's tourism and recreation industry will have to adjust as climate change makes the state warmer and wetter in the coming decades. The report by Purdue University's Climate Change Resource Center is the center's latest analysis of how climate change will impact Indiana. Joining us this morning to talk more about this, Dr. Jonathan Day, an associate professor in Purdue School of Hospitality and Tourism Management. Dr. Day, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Yeah, good morning. Lovely to be with you.
Lovely to talk to you as well. The report is a little bit frightening, but it's a little dose of realism as well, or reality, I suppose. Give us the headline findings of your report.
Well, I think the headline findings are that the tourism industry, like many small businesses, needs to be aware of what's happening with climate change and be adaptive to it. I think the takeout from the report is that as climate changes, many small businesses need to, you know, be dusting off their disaster plans and making sure that they're ready for any changes that may happen, because we know that it's good to plan ahead, and some of the challenges, particularly for small businesses, are bouncing back from difficult climate times. And so, yeah, this is just good business sense to be prepared for what's coming.
You talk about small businesses. Give us a sense of what you mean there. I mean, for example, I guess the winter season could be shortened by as much as 25 days. That would affect small businesses that cater to that recreation.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the tourism industry is made up of primarily small businesses. You've got, retail businesses that are catering particularly to visitors. You've got attractions and tour operators, the people who make our experiences when we're traveling real and exciting and fun. Most of those are small businesses, and so they need to adapt as the climate changes, as we move into the century. Now, the good news is that the tourism industry is already very adaptive. Some of the changes that we're talking about are not huge. They're putting more shade out in the middle of summer. They're preparing for changes in the flow of our visitors. The shoulder season is going to start earlier and finish later. That means we have to be staffed up earlier in the year and have staff later in the year as well. So these are the sorts of things to modify. There's nothing doom and gloom in this report, but what it is a wake-up call to say, hey, these changes are coming. In fact, you may have already noticed them. Be aware of them and be ready to change as you need to.
Jonathan, what would be some of the other industries that would be impacted? I know I mentioned the winter season, so like winter sports, but what other kinds of tourism and recreation industries are we talking about?
Other parts of tourism, we're talking about not only winter sports, but summer. By the end of the century, so this is, down the track a little bit, but by the end of the century, the scientists at the Climate Change Center are predicting that Indiana is going to be much warmer. It's going to be more like Georgia, for instance, than it is today. And so, we know that Georgia has a great summer and people do fun things during their summer down there, but it's different to what we do currently here in Indiana, and so we need to be able to adapt and change to that. It's not only that the winters get a little bit warmer, but the summers get a little bit hotter as well as we go into the 2050s and 2080s.
Is this a situation where, I know you're putting a positive spin on this, but is it a situation where some sorts of types of hunting may have to change as animals migrate north or move north or move to a colder climate? Those animals that like that, is that the kind of thing we're talking about?
We're going to see subtle changes in lots of things, and a lot of it is going to have small impacts. And what I mean by that, you know, we know by the end of the century that some of our forests are going to look a little bit different. We'll still be able to walk through, you know, a beautiful location like Brown County, but some of the trees there are going to be different. We already know on Lake Michigan that, you know, from conversations with people who take folks out on fishing expeditions, that some of the fish have changed. And so we're still going on fishing expeditions. We're just adapting to that. That's going to have impacts on other things. Climate change is going to have impacts on other things, from the migration of birds to the you know, fish in the lakes, to the you know, when fall season happens. All of those things are going to change. Now, no one's saying that they're going to go away completely, but they are going to adapt and change. And so we, as the tourism industry, need to be aware of that and adapt with it.
Is it, I know we're talking about Indiana here, but it's not really far afield to consider this for Illinois as well. The two states are very similar, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that makes predicting climate change impacts for tourism really challenging is that it's not just the change that's going to happen here in the state. You know, we know that, you know, Chicago, which is such an important market for Indiana tourism, that, you know, in Chicago it's going to get a lot hotter as the century progresses. And so how people respond to that and where they want to escape to get away to more to get away from the heat, particularly in the city, is going to be an interesting sort of problem. Now, I can't predict that. No one can. But we as an industry need to have our eyes wide open to be prepared for it.
So what kinds of steps would somebody in the tourism and hospitality and recreation industry be taking now, given this report, to prepare for that ultimate future?
Yeah, sure. You know, the thing that keeps me up at night is, you know, one of the predictions is that we're going to have more rain, particularly at the beginning of the year, and that's going to lead to more flooding. And in the middle of the year, we're going to have sort of more heat waves and extended periods of heat. And there is some evidence, and it's not conclusive, but there's some evidence that there could be more storms as we get into the century. So all of those things, floods and, you know, extended droughts and heat waves and storms, those are the sorts of things that can impact a small business in a moment. Right? We can adapt as things change slowly, but if you get hit by a flood, particularly if you're a small business in tourism, quite often it's hard to rebound from that. And so what I think the takeout from this is that small businesses should be preparing, you know, building their resilience, being prepared for, you know, should something happen, how am I going to continue, you know, what is my business continuity plan? How can I keep things going? Now, I've got to say, that's a good business strategy anyway, to understand your risks and, you know, not to worry about your disaster plan, but to have it there ready, you know, in the event that you need it. And so, you know, this is just a good business practice, but it's one that I think this report sort of highlights it's the importance of.
Dr. Day, we appreciate you being with us this morning. We're going to link out to the study, and so folks can get more information on that, and we would like to have you back to talk more about this at some point.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for letting me share a little bit of this work.
All right. Thank you. Dr. Jonathan Day, an associate professor at Purdue's School of Hospitality and Tourism Management, with us this morning. We'll have the link, of course, to this report in the podcast of the Opening Bell a little bit later this morning at WGNRadio.com.